91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 8 degrees and raining at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. Belleville police are searching for a missing 15-year-old girl. Madeline Ciro was last seen yesterday afternoon walking on North Front Street. She is described as white, 5'6", 140 pounds, with long brown hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a dark blue windbreaker-style jacket. Anyone with information is asked to call Belleville police. After his Liberals were reduced to an all-time low, leader Mike Ignatieff says he is going to step down.
I will not be remaining as leader of this party, and I will work out with the party officials the best timing for a departure so that we can arrange a succession in due time.
Ignatieff says he is a teacher and he wants to return to the classroom and educate young Canadians. Stephen Harper finally has his majority government. The Conservative leader won a resounding majority yesterday and says he won't let the Canadian public down.
We are grateful, deeply honored, in fact, humbled by the decisive endorsement of so many Canadians. We shall be faithful to the trust that you have reposed in us.
Harper says the other leaders ran what he called an honorable campaign. While Stephen Harper returns to Ottawa with a majority government, Daryl Cramp is also looking forward to his seat back in Parliament. Jennifer Bowman reports on Prince Edward Hastings constituents following last night's election.
Conservative Daryl Cramp is expecting to go back to Parliament rather quickly.
I'm really, really delighted to see that we have a sense of direction, that no more blockage, no more obfuscation, no more phony games in there. Now we can get to work.
Cramp says there are some very serious issues to deal with, and the budget will come back in. NDP Michael McMahon came in second, 16,000 votes behind Cramp. He says there is a better future, and with the election and mudslinging behind, he's looking forward.
Things can be better. We can have hospitals that don't have wait times of half a day. We can have enough doctors. We can have seniors lifted above poverty. We can have responsible early childhood education and child care for every working family.
McMahon says all these and more are affordable. Though Liberal Peter Tinsley came in third, he says he is enjoying the support of voters in the area.
I said to you from the beginning that I was humbled by the support that had come together from a whole cross-section of people, some many of whom were not part of the Liberal Party before this endeavor started.
Tinsley says he appreciates everyone who put their lives on hold for him. Jennifer Bowman, QNET News, Belleville.
Rick Norlock has been re-elected in Northumberland Quinte West, getting more than 50% of the vote. Liberal candidate Kim Rudd was well back in second place, followed by NDP Russ Christensen and the Green Party's Ralph Tory. Conservative Scott Reed had a resounding victory in Lanark, Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington, taking close to 60% of the vote. Doug Smith of the NDP was a distant second, followed by Liberal candidate David Remington. Kingston and the Islands will remain as one of the few Liberal-held ridings in the province as Ted Sue holds the riding after House Leader and longtime MP Peter Milligan announced his retirement at the start of the campaign. But it wasn't a landslide. While Sue took about 38% of the vote, Conservative Alicia Gordon finished with a close 35%. Peterborough will remain in the Conservative fold as incumbent Dean Del Mastro handily defeated his closest challenger, New Democrat Dave Nickel. A 3-year-old girl was airlifted to hospital with life-threatening injuries after a farm accident northeast of Peterborough. Provincial police say the girl was playing with her sister in the family barn Monday evening with their mother nearby when her right foot became trapped in the chain of machinery. The child was dragged into a gutter with water about one-third of a meter deep. Police say the girl's 8-year-old sister shut off the equipment and kept her from drowning until help arrived. The victim was airlifted to the Sick Children's Hospital in Toronto. The Ministries of Labor and Agriculture are investigating. Crack cocaine and an unregistered firearm were seized during a search warrant in Quinte West. Members of the Organized Crime Enforcement Bureau executed the warrant at a residence on Roblin Road yesterday. They seized over $1,000 of crack cocaine and an unregistered gun. 60-year-old Lawrence Lewis of Quinte West was charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking and other firearm-related offenses. A woman is in a Bancroft hospital after being struck by a flying deer on Highway 28. Provincial police say the deer was sent flying when it was struck by a pickup truck. Police say the deer flew across the highway and hit the woman as she was walking along the shoulder. The woman's injuries were reported to be non-life-threatening. The trial of the doctor charged in Michael Jackson's death will be on hold for a while. Oscar Wells Gabriel from the Associated Press has more.
The trial was supposed to start next week with opening argument, but now it looks like September at the earliest. Lawyers for Dr. Conrad Murray say they need more time to get ready for trial. At issue, some prosecution witnesses whose testimony would strike at a key part of the defense case. Lawyers for Murray say they need more time to prepare for those witnesses, but because Murray has already asked for a speedy trial, the judge had to get his permission to waive that right before granting the delay. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
That's 91X News 2-1206. Sports is next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get an orange cranberry slim sensation muffin and small premium roast coffee, all only $1.39 plus tax every day. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. The Wellington Dukes dropped their second game of the RBC Cup to put them at a losing 0-2 record. The Dukes were defeated by the Pembroke Lumber Kings 5-2. Wellington will face off against the Vernon Vipers tomorrow afternoon in a must-win game. The Vancouver Canucks resume their second-round series in Nashville tonight. The Canucks and Predators split their first two games of the best-of-seven series. In Tampa Bay, the Lightning play the Capitals after stealing the first two games of the series in Washington. The Boston Bruins are going home with a 2-0 lead in their NHL Eastern Conference semifinal. David Krejci scored just over 14 minutes into OT, and Tim Thomas made 52 saves in the Bruins' 3-2 victory over Philadelphia. Flyers coach Peter Laviolette says he believes the Bruins could be feeling the pressure despite taking the first two games from Philadelphia.
When you lose your first two games in your home building, I would say that there's a real expectation for the Bruins to win the series now. So it relieves us of the pressure, I believe, a little bit to just go in and play a game in Boston. And while it relieves us of the pressure, it certainly mounts onto them to be successful now that they have a 2-0 lead.
Game 3 goes tomorrow in Boston. Canada can earn some redemption at the World Hockey Championship. They take on a Swiss team that upset the Canadians at the last World Tournament. Meanwhile, Slovenia plays Germany, Russia faces Slovakia, and France takes the ice against Belarus. Jojo Reyes will be looking to end a long winless streak as the Toronto Blue Jays open a 3-game series in Tampa Bay. The Toronto starter is winless in 5 starts this season and 23 overall. It's one of 15 games in the majors. A person familiar with the decision says Derrick Rose has become the NBA's youngest MVP and joined Michael Jordan as the only Bulls player to win the award. A formal announcement has not been made, but that could come sometime today. In the NBA tonight, Boston looks to even things up with the Miami Heat. LeBron and the Heat lead the series 1-0. Memphis look to build on their 1-0 series lead when they tip off with Oklahoma City. Canadian MMA fighter George St. Pierre got some good news yesterday. The welterweight champion suffered an eye injury during his victory over Jake Shields at UFC 129. It was initially feared a strike by Shields had detached St. Pierre's retina, but examinations later showed only blood in the eye. The NFL says it believes an appeal over the lockout can readily be resolved during the offseason. The league filed a brief with the 8th U.S. District Courts of Appeals in St. Louis, arguing that the lockout should remain in effect while the two sides hash things out in court. A 3-judge panel of the appeals court put an order lifting the lockout on hold temporarily last week, and the owners reinstated the lockout a few hours later. Send us your team or league scores, email sports@91x.fm. That's sports, 91x weather. Today, cloudy, periods of rain throughout the day, high 9. Tonight, periods of rain ending after midnight, then cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, low plus 5. Wednesday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers, clearing late in the evening, temperatures steady near 7. Thursday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 13. And Friday, we're looking at a sunny day with a high of 17. At 12:09, it's 8 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.
91X News has been brought to you by McDonald's.